This is good to be out here.
大家好，很高兴能够今天到贵教会来证道。
I basically live in city all of my life.
我的一生的服事就是在中国城那个地带。
Although I have drive through like Taconic Parkway for few times.
虽然我也曾经开车到了这个纽约的北部。
But this is the first time I kind of like going out of the way.Coming to this church.
那么我是第一次就离开我通常所走的路线来到这里这个教会。
I'm so glad to be here to have a time to share the word with you.
我非常高兴有这个机会在大家这中间分享神的话语。
Today I want to share with you a topic. I think it's very important.
今天我要跟大家分享一个题目，我认为这个是非常重要的题目。
And basically, God has one desire.
因为我觉得神有一个很忠心的盼望。
Before we sing a song, that we have a desire to worship God, right?
刚刚我们唱的是诗歌，我们要愿意唱诗来颂赞我们的神。
And actually, God has the desire for us to know Him.
但是神最大的心意乃是要我们知道他，认识他。
Because in knowing Him, there's everything.
因为知道上帝就是一切的一切。
So we're going to go through a story, through the story that God led us to know Him.
那么我们今天要看一个圣经的故事，接着这个故事，我们就可以更加了解神的心意。
Well, I don't know. Many of you may have read this book by J.I. Packer, Knowing God.
我不知道你们有没有读过巴克这个神学家所写一本书，就是《认识上帝》。
In the introduction of the book, he talks about the difference between knowing about God and knowing God.
那么在他的引言里面提到一个很重要的课题，就是说我们认识神跟只是知道神有没有区别。
So, what's the difference?
那么这个区别在哪里呢？
Well, the difference between a person's motive and intention.
这个跟我们的动机跟我们的意向是非常有关系的。
I think many of you may have spent a lot of time studying the Bible, try to understand God.
我相信大家都常常去读经希望我们可以知道上帝的事情。
Then the question is, why we do that?
但是我们有没有问过自己一个问题？我们为什么这样子做呢
？Why we spend money to buy commentaries? Why we spend time and reading those books?
我们为什么花钱去买这些属灵的书籍，还买一些解经的书呢
？Do we just want to have some answer, or we have some higher goal?
因为我们还有一个更高的目标。
Well, we say knowing about God is the people that who take the knowledge of God.As an end,
因为只是光光知道神呢，只是把神关于神的一种知识、一种资料呢，成为他们的目标。
They have no other desire other than knowing about something.
除此以外，他们没有别的目标，就是只是知道一些东西。
But then J.I. Packer say, you know, knowing God is something different.
但是巴克这个神学家说，如果你要认识神呢，是一个完全不同的一个另外一个境界。
And he contrasts knowing about God and knowing God.
他就是很特别的把这个知道神跟认识神呢，把它分别出来。
He said to get knowledge about God was not a theoretical but a practical concern.
因为如果你光是只是知道神呢，不是一个神学的一个追求。乃是一种满足知识的一种心态。
The greatest desire of this person was to know and enjoy God.
但是我们如果有一个愿望要认识他呢，我们就是要享受他。
And he valued the knowledge about God as a mean to God.
那么我们认识上帝的一些资料呢，只是一个过程，叫我们能够完全认识他。
He wants to know God's truth with a purpose.
因为我们知道上帝的真理呢是有个目的的。
The purpose is so that he can respond to him.
这个目的呢，就是让我们可以对上帝的爱有一种特别的回应。
And that his life will be transformed by it.
在这个过程当中呢，我们的生命就得到改变。
In 60, there was a very popular term called Christian atheism.
在60年代有一个名称，就是讲到我们虽然相信神，但是我们生活当中好像表现到一个无神论者一样。
When I first, you know, come to this term, I feel, wow, that's really contradictory. Christian atheism, that means a Christian doesn't believe in God?
当我第一次碰到这个这个名词的时候，我觉得很奇怪。你相信有神就是有神论嘛？你为什么又说他是一个无神论者呢
？And then actually, when I look around the brother and sister, I look at even into my own life.
但是我看到很多弟兄姐妹，甚至看到我自己的心中，我觉得这个名词还是有它的道理在里面。
Then actually, in the practical life, I am an atheist.
在我们不是神学方面，不是头脑方面，在我们生活当中呢，其实我就是一个无神论者。
We pray, but we don't really sense God.
我们虽然祷告，但是我们还没有感受到神的同在。
Very simple. Every day we at least pray three times, right?
那么很简单，基督徒一天至少祷告三次。
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
午餐跟晚餐。
If you have snack, four times.
如果你还吃点中午的一种零食的话，你还再祷告一次。
And I mean, we pray that God please cleansing the food.
我们祷告就是很简单，主啊，洁净这个食物。
How many of you really think that you need that?
那么，到底多少人觉得这个祷告是很必要呢
？Even I don't pray, there will be nothing happen to me.
因为我不祷告，也没有什么事情发生在我身上。
I would just enjoy the food as much as whether I pray or not.
那么我其实祷告与否跟我吃不吃这个食物毫无关系。
Only until when I got to India, then this prayer means something.
一直到我在这个宣教的旅程当中呢，我去了印度，我觉得这个祷告实在有它的意义在里面。
I pick up the food.
当我看到这个食物的时候
，and in particular the water.
特别这个水
we just cannot take the water.
我们这看到就不想喝进去了。
You know, one time I was asking a young youth to, can you buy me the bottle of water?
啊，后来我忍不住叫一个年轻人，你可不可以跟我买一瓶在瓶装的水呢
？He said, "There's no need. Our water has filter."
所以不需要。我们的其实我们的水是经过过滤的。
And actually, I was still worried, but out of courtesy, you know, then I said, okay, okay.
其实我还是很担心，但是为了礼貌的缘故，我就这样子喝下去。
So he bought me a bottle of water.
所以他最后还是他买了一瓶水给我。
I only took one drink.
我只是喝一口。
And then my stomach tell me, hey, that's not good.
但是我的胃就告诉你，这个水是有点问题。
I stopped drinking their water.
那么我就不再喝他们的水。
I still got sick.
我还会生病。
Not very seriously.
虽然不是很严重的病。
So it was the first time praying to God really means something to me.
那么，这就成为我第一次在吃饭前祷告，是一个很有意义的祷告。
I knew that I need to believe in my prayer.
我相信，我就告诉我自己，我必须要相信我所祷告的。
I need God.
我需要神的帮助。
Let's pray.
让我们现在就祷告。
Dear Holy Spirit, may you speak to us.
圣灵啊，求你亲自对我们说话。
Help us to know you.
帮助我们去认识你。
Today we may learn about you.
今天早上，我希望可以学习到。对你更深的认识。
But things that we hear, I pray that the Holy Spirit will make it become nutrition to our spiritual life.
借着圣经的话语，让大家能够有属灵的喂养。
That we will live your word.
我们可以活住你的话语。
In the name of Jesus, I pray.
我们奉耶稣基督的圣灵祷告。阿们。
Well, actually, I'm going to share with you about a story about Elisha.
今天我要跟大家分享一个圣经故事，就是关于以利亚的故事。
The story recorded in the First King chapter 17.
这个故事在列王之记上十七章。
Actually, the story starts something like this.
这个故事是怎么开始的？
Okay, the scripture said, "Now Elisha said to Ahab."
以利亚就对亚哈王说。
As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, whom I serve, there will be neither a drill or rain in the next few years, except at my word.
他说，告诉阿哈王，阿哈王，以色列将有大的旱灾。
You see, Ahab is not a good king.
那我们知道这个阿哈王不是个好王。
He murdered people like nothing.
他好像杀人。不见血。
And actually, you know, God sent Elisha go to talk to him.
其实，神就派这个先知去跟他说话。
When a prophet speak to a king, what could he say?
当一个先知对一个王讲话，这个王还有什么话讲呢？
Well, mostly, you know, he will say, "Hey, you should, you know, do something good."
那么他对王说，你应该做一点好事情。
Right, and then he probably make a whole list of sin that, you know, what the king had committed.
And 然后这个先知就列出这个王一切一点一点的坏的事情。
But anyway, here, the message is very, very clear.
但是他的信实是非常清晰。
And very, very simple.
也是非常简单。
He said, in the next few years, there will be no rain.
他说在未来的几年当中，以色列这个地区将没有雨。
No rain for the country.
整个国家都没有雨。
Sometimes, I mean, recently we heard about news that the West Coast, you know, have.
那么我们也听
到 drought, right?
最近这个加州也是几年有旱灾。
More and more, I listen to program in NPR talking about water.
那么我慢慢就知道这个水的重要性。
Water is very important.
这个水是非常重要的。
No water for no rain for 3 years.
如果一个地区三年没有下雨，
what would happen to a country?
那么对这个国家有什么影响呢？
If you are the president, if you are the king,
如果你是王，你是国家的总统，那你怎么办呢？
And you know that for the next 3 years there will be no rain.
那么你觉得以后的三年是完全没有雨？
Actually, this is a national crisis, right?
这个是一个国家的最大的危机。
So now this prophet come to this king telling him a national prophet, crisis.
那么这个先知来到王的面前说，你这个国家将会碰到一个危机。
So indeed, this is a difficult task.
这个是一个非常严重的一个试炼。
Going to see the king is already a risky business.
那么你去看王帝了，已经是一个冒险的事情。
And now telling him that if I don't pray, there will be no rain for 3 years. That's suicidal.
然后你还告诉他，如果我不祷告，你这个国家就三年内没有雨。
Right, it's difficult to talk to the boss.
你想，如果你跟你的老板谈不成，这样子警告他呢？
So thinking about talking to a king.
那么，那跟皇帝去讲就不用说了。
In Chinese, we say 本官与本福 right? It is, when you close to a king, it's like close to a tiger, right? That's what Chinese
中国有句话说，就是如果你靠近皇帝，就好像靠近老虎一样。
Very dangerous. Very, very dangerous.
是非常危险的一件事情。
But actually, what is the new text?
但是这个正文里面到底说有什么呢？
It's not only to tell the king that there will be 3 years no more rain.
不只说告诉这个王帝三年内没有下雨。
God really sending him to do something impossible.
其实神是让他能够做一件人看为不可能的事情。
Is to bring his people back to him.
目的就是要把他的子民王帝的国家的子民回到上帝来面前来。
Bringing people back to God is very difficult.
把他的子民回归，一个是个非常困难的事情。
Sometimes it looks even impossible.
有时候我们看来好像根本不可能。
If you're a group leader, if you ever try to convince a brother and sister go back to God, that's, then you know.
如果你是一个小组的领袖，你要把你的子民带到上帝的面前，实在是不简单的事情。
So God is asking him to do an impossible thing.
上帝似乎叫这个以利亚做一些人看为不可能的事情。
Then the question is, will he follow?
问题就是他会不会顺服神的话语呢？
If God call you for something,
如果上帝呼召你做一件事情，
will you follow?
你会不会顺服？
Okay, then we see, then God's further guidance is to, then the word of the Lord come to Elijah, telling him, leave here.
那么圣经就说，耶和华的话又临到先知以利亚。
Then go where?
他说要他去某一个地方，但是去哪里呢？
Well, he asked him to go to this little valley.
然后他叫他去一个小小的河谷里面。
And then God sent ravens to bring food to him.
然后上帝也把乌鸦把食物带到他的面前。
I don't know, you know, that, you know, a bird bring you the food to eat.
那么你有没有想到一只鸟啊，把它的食物带到你的面前，你愿意吃吗？
I don't know what would be your feeling.
我不知道你感觉到怎么样。
Do you feel surprised?
你会不会很惊讶呢？
Do you feel it as an honor?
而且你会不会觉得这个是神对你一种特别的看重呢？
Or you feel being humiliated?
也许上帝是看不起你呢。
But anyway, this is a miracle.
但是这个其实最后成为一个神迹。
Right, we see a lot of birds flying around, right?
我们当然看到很多鸟在我们天空上面飞来飞去。
Actually, in my back window, you know, there's a whole net of pigeon.
其实在我家里后面的窗口就有一大堆的鸽子。
But pigeon never bring me something to eat except trouble.
但是鸽子只有带给我们问题，也没有从来没有带给我们一些好吃的食物。
Right, they make my whole back window so dirty.
让我后院的窗口了，搞得非常的肮脏。
But they got sent him to this place that nobody's there, and then sending ravens to feed.
但是神把以利亚送到这个。这个无人地带，然后再把鸟带它食物吃。
I'm sure you know Elisha would take it as a miracle.
我想以利亚是把这个事情看成是一个神迹。
And I'm sure it will strengthen him.
相信透过这神迹呢，他的灵命可以长进。
Because he probably not like the people Israelite.
因为他跟其他的以色列人是不同的。
You remember for the Israelite for 40 years.Every day there's something drop from heaven.
你知道吗？在他们以色列人过在出埃及以后，在旷野四十年，上帝怎么样去喂养他们呢？
Every day there's food coming down from heaven.
每天都有食物降马拿给他们吃。
Man, if that happened to me, I would be very happy. It means I don't have to work.
如果这个事情发生在我身上，我就很高兴了，因为我不需要工作了。
But the funny thing is that, you know, people don't feel that way.
但是人，就是以色列民呢，并不是这样子想。
For the Israelite people, you know, every day they receive the manna.
每天他们看到这个玛拿。
After a very short period of time, they feel bored about it.
但是不久以后，他们就厌弃这个玛拿。
No taste.
哎，这个没有什么味道。
I want variety.
我要多种各样的味道。
I want variety.
我们都要吃这个吃那个。
And then they begin to complain.
他们就开始去抱怨。
I mean, why should they complain? They don't have to work and they have something to eat.
那你有没有想过他们为什么要抱怨呢？他们工作都不需要，然后每天有不要钱的食物给他吃。
But we are like this.
但是我们岂不是像以色列人一样吗？
But I think Elisha will not be like this.
我们相信以利亚先知并不是这样子。
Every day when he sit there, he's waiting a raven to fly.
每天他就坐在那里等候这个乌鸦把食物带到他的面前。
And actually, he's waiting to see the miracle happen.
其实他是坐在那边等候神的神迹去出现。
Waiting for a miracle to happen.
他等候上帝的神迹。
If you have this kind of attitude,
如果你有这个等候一种的态度
then your day will be different.
那么你日常的生活就一定会有改变。
Miracle can happen to you every day, even in an ordinary living.
神迹在你普通 平常的日子也会发生在你的身上。
Well, we may not believe that.
你可能不太相信。
Do you think miracle happen to you every day?
你认为神迹会发生在你的生活当中每一天吗？
Most of the time we don't aware of it.
So, 其实大部分的时间我们好像感受不到。
When I drive, you know, about 1.5 hours, I never think that I would get in an accident.
当我从我的家中开车一个半钟头来到教会的时候，我就有点感觉到我会不会有这个意外。
I will not feel that I will get into accidents.
但其实我感觉到我不会有这个交通的意外。
So when I park the car there,
当我把车子停在这里的时候
，Hey, I drive really well.
我发现我的驾驶技术还不错。
But actually, something that I don't aware of.
但是有一些事情，也许我们在心灵中没有感受到。
Is that God has protected?
因为这个是上帝的保护。
All the way driving here.
从我家到了这里，每一步每一里，他都在保护我。
When we don't get in the accident, we don't sense God's presence.
当我们没有意外的时候，我们好像感觉不到上帝的保护。
I've been driving a car over 30 some years.
那么我开车的经历已经有30多年。
I only have one accident.
我只有一个意外发生。
But in that accident, I totaled my car.
在那个意外当中呢，我把整个车子都毁坏掉。
And it was an ordinary situation.
那个是个很普通一个情况。
I was driving in Pennsylvania.
我在宾州那个公路去。上面开车。
You know, in Pennsylvania, you know, you have a wide space.
你知道吧，在宾州这个就是地广人稀的地方。
So I was driving this way.
我是看朝这个方向去开。
But all of a sudden, I aware something passed by.
突然间，我感觉到有一些东西超过我。
And then I felt I hit something.
而且我感觉到我现在好像碰到什么东西。
And my mind told me.I must have hit the car because there's nothing on the road.
因为我觉得这个不可能是一个撞到别的车子嘛，因为我完全没有看到车子。
And then when I think back,
当我回头一想的时候
，How can I miss that car coming this way?
我怎么会这个看不到这个车子从我后面上来呢
？Because there was nothing blocking my view.
因为没有东西阻碍我的视线。
How I got into that accident?
我怎么会遇到这种的意外呢
？My car turned.
我的车子在那边翻转。
And then me and my passenger walk out of the car.
然后我跟我的坐在旁边那个客人就跑出车外。
And then I saw a big wheel on the road.
我看到一个轮子。
And actually,
在地上。
Then where's the car? How come there's a wheel but there's no car?
我就看到为什么只有一个轮子站在车子就看不见呢
？And then I look about 200 feet.
我的200尺以外我就看到一个东西。
And then I found an SUV without a wheel.
我看到一个房车就是一个小客车没有轮子的。
Actually, I hit right little bit in front of the back wheel. So I hit him.And his wheel come out from the car.
其实我后来发现，我就撞到那个车子的轮子，那个轮子的就跑出来了。
You know, it's only a speed of a less than a second difference.
这个意外只是在一秒钟之内发生。
Then you know he could hit me.
那么这一秒钟就非常重要，他可能会把我撞死。
And then I don't know what happened.
然后我就不知道后来怎么样。
Yes, it was true that God did not protect me away from the accidents.
对，神没有保护我免去这个意外。
But He protected me that I was safe.
但是到保存我的生命。
God has been always performing miracles to us every single day in our ordinary life.
在普通的生活当中都有神迹去保护我们。
Only that we don't aware of it.
只是我们不知道。
Or even get tired of it.
有时候我们对神的神迹呢太过不敏锐。
You know, we are tired of God's protection.
我们对他的保护好像就好像太平常一样。
So we want to do something adventurous, right?
所以我们常常就做一点冒险的事情吗？
But here I think Elijah, you know, every day as he sit there, he wait for the raven, he wait to experience God's miracle.
但是以利亚就在这个无人地带坐在那里等候神的神迹的出现。
And then later, you know, God asked him, you know, get up, go somewhere else.
但是上帝就命令他，你起来，就往别的地方去。
And then he went to visit a widow.
然后去看一个寡妇。
Not a wealthy widow, but a very, very poor widow.
这个寡妇呢是没有钱的，是非常穷困的。
And then he came to the widow.
然后他到了这个寡妇的家中。
Hey, why don't you make me something to eat?
哎，你可不可以煮点东西给我吃啊？
I think in the Eastern culture, you know, it's perfectly all right to ask a person, you know, to make you something to eat.
在中东的文化当中，你到一个人的家里，虽然你不认识他，你叫他给点东西你吃，其实是个很正常的一个习惯。
But the problem is that the widow has nothing.
但是问题就是这个寡妇呢，家里穷到一个地步，没有东西给她。
Or actually just very little material, very little left over, only enough for her son.
其实只有一点点的剩菜，只足够他的儿子吃。
So definitely the poverty brought her a very difficult thing.
所以你看到这个先知就给他一个非常难题。
Well, sometimes God, you know, bring us into the situation that make everything so difficult.
其实上帝也是一样，有时候在我们生命当中，他把我们一些困难带到我们的当中。
We just feel, you know, God, can you just like make it just a little bit easier?
然后我们就祷告上帝啊，你可不可以不要那么凶嘛？就是给这个这个难处不要太难嘛。
Yeah, I like his translation. 不要那么凶啊。You know, God, you're very strong, you know. You,
so sometimes,
you know, you do this to me.
Sometimes we thought, 有时候我们就觉得上帝实在是一个很凶恶的人。
But then the prophet said, don't worry, don't worry. Why didn't you go to your neighbor, you know, to get as many vessels as you could, you know?
但是这个先知说的，你不要太担心，你就到你的邻居去借一些器皿，一些瓶子。
And then she asked the widow, why don't you put your little oil, you know, that you have poured into another jar?
然后你把你只剩下一点点的油呢，倒到你借回来的一些瓶子里面。
And then when it happened, you know, she begins to pour the oil.
那么她就开始把油倒进去了。
Funny things happen.
最奇妙的是
，It doesn't stop.
这个油好像不停啊。
Well, it's funny.
那个看起来是很可笑。
I don't know, you know, how you feel about it.
我不知道你看到这种的情景会怎么样的感受。
If you take out your wallet,
你可能会拿出你的
take out $20,
皮包吗？那给$20给他吗
？Then pull out another $20,
然后再给他$20吗
？Another $20,
然后再给他$20吗
？Give everyone,
然后就给每一个人吗
？And then you look at the wallet,
and then 你再看看你的钱包。
Hey, another $20 bill.
那个好像这个拿不完的样子。
If I can get $20 bill from my wallet like that, I don't need $100 bill.
如果我能够拿到$20的钞票，说实话，我就不需要$100的钞票。
And then all of a sudden, the widow began to realize.
这个寡妇突然间就发现这个事情。
The difficulty revealed miracles.
这个难处呢，就把这个神迹呢表现出来。
No difficulty，
在上帝面前没有难成的事。
People will not be aware of miracle happening to them。
如果没有难处，我们就没有办法经历到上帝的奇迹。
So actually, you know, after you've seen a miracle, you'll be very happy。
当你看到一个神迹的时候，你应该是很快乐嘛。
But before that,
但是在这个快乐的前面
you will feel puzzling.
哦，你可能就觉得很困惑，到底什么事情发生了？
I don't know whether Elijah will ask, why God sent me over there?
我没有想象到以利亚不会问这个问题，为什么上帝把我派到这个地方来呢？
I just discussed a very important question with the king about the national security with the king. Such a big question.
我刚刚跟这个 阿哈王讲了一个国国中最重要严重的问题就是旱灾。
And now send me to this little river.
然后你就把我差遣到这个干渴的一个山谷里面。
And then send me to this widow, poor widow. 然后
再把我送到差遣到一个穷寡妇的家中。
Well, of course, you know, it's God's intention to hide him, right?
那个当然，这个神有他的旨意了。
But what is God's plan for him?
但是上帝对以利亚的计划是怎么样呢？
Well, he wants to bless him.
因为上帝愿意去祝福他。
Sure, you know, God's blessing him through all this.
当然呢，神在过去一直的祝福他。
But then what's the blessing?
但是这一次的祝福到底是什么一件事？
Well, the blessing is to experience God.
其实这个最大的祝福呢，就是让他经历到神。
God is going to provide something.For him,
因为神是一个供应的神
and show him he supplied,
知道他就是那个供应者
but at the same time also try to make him stronger, become stronger.
但是在这个过程的当中呢，他愿意以利亚成为一个灵里强壮的人
because very soon he is going to stand in front of the king again.
因为上帝知道。不久的将来，他会再去回到亚哈王的面前。
And he is going to face 450 false prophets.
他会碰到450个假先知，巴利的先知。
He is going to enter into spiritual warfare.
他们要参与一个属灵的征战。
He is going to really risking his life to see the king.
他其实到王的面前，实在是一个冒着生命的危险。
He needs strength in his heart.
他需要心中有力量。
That's why God brought him there.
这个就是神差遣到这个寡妇家里的一个原因。
Let him experience God.
让他经历到上帝。
You know, every time when we experience God,
你知道吗？当我们亲自经历到神的时候
，our heart becomes stronger.
我们的心，我们的灵就被强化。
More difficult the situation is,
这个外面的环境越困难的时候
，more we are able to see God.
我们就能够更加经历跟看见神。
How we get strong? How we become strong?
那是我们怎么样可以把我们属灵的生命强壮化呢
？Is when we know God is with us.
首先，我们就是要经历到上帝的同在
，and we experience Him.
当我们知道他与我们同在的时候
Every time it happens,
那么很多事情就会发生了
We become stronger.
我们就会变成更加强壮
Okay, then God's guidance continues.
然后神的带领就继续带领我们前面的道路
He said, you know, After a long time in the third year, the word of the Lord came to Elisha, Go and present yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain on the rain.
那么三年就很快过去了神就再次差遣以利亚到亚哈王面前告诉他天快要下雨
So Elisha went to present himself to Ahab
然后以利亚就到了王宫里面去
And then you know come to the climax of the story
然后我们就到了这个故事的高峰
He's facing he asked Ahab to bring all his prophets to Mount Canaan
那他就告诉这个阿哈王，就把你把所有你的先知带到这个加密山那边去。
450 in a camp.
450个
is one against 450.
一个对450个。
So they put out the challenge.
那么这个是很大的挑战。
They say, okay, why don't we pray to our God so it will rain?
那么好不好？我们就做一个实验，你跟你的神去祷告。我也跟我的神去祷告。
So the prophet, you know, do all of his practice.
然后就是假先知就尽他所有的能力去做他平常做的事情。
Well, we would think, you know, they are false prophets. Of course, they, you know, nothing will come out.
但是我们回头一看，他们是假先知，当然没有事情发生嘛。
But wait a minute.
但是他说，等一会。
If they are prophet,
如果他是先知的话
，If they were taken as a prophet.
如果他 自以为是先知的话。
They must have done something before to show that they have power.
因为我相信他们一定有过去的经历，知道他们实在是有力量。
It's not that they don't have power.
这个并不是说这些假先知就毫无能力。
They have power.
他们也有能力。
Otherwise, it will be meaningless.
如果他觉得自己没有能力的话，
Otherwise, King Ahab will not ask them to come.
他们这个做法就没有意义了。那个亚哈王也不会差遣他们去。
Yes, false prophet could have power.
是的，假先知也有他的能力。
Because Satan could give power to them.
因为撒旦魔鬼也会给能力给这些假先知。
So now 450 prophets.
那么现在我们面对450人。
They do what they have done before, try to call upon their God for rain.
他们希望然后就重复他们过去的经历，要祈求他们的巴力神要从天上降雨。
But nothing happened.
但是没有事情发生。
Why?
为什么？
Why?
为什么会这样子？
Because God stopped it.
因为上帝的能力比魔鬼的力量更大。
God doesn't allow them.
上帝不容许他们的黑暗的能力能够在这个时间彰显。
This is very important understanding.
这个是一个非常重要的了解。
I think the Bible tells that.
因为圣经告诉我们
，Satan constantly tried to attack us.
因为魔鬼撒旦不断的去攻击我们。
He constantly tried to maneuver, tried to manipulate things.
他们一直在愚弄我们。
So that to show false god idols are real.
去告诉我们，这些你们认为是假先知，其实是真先知。
And because sometimes it happened.
因为这个他们能力的彰显的的确确也发生过。
So we begin to believe, hey, that's real.
就我们迷路认为，哎，这个魔鬼也是真的，也是有能力的。
But this time,
但是在这个时刻
，God stopped it.
上帝就阻止他们的鬼神有任何的力量。
Because God has a higher power.
因为上帝的力量比所有的力量都要更大。
If God doesn't allow,
如果上帝不容许的话
，Satan cannot touch you with one hair.
对你一点办法都没有。
Satan cannot touch you if God doesn't allow.
如果上帝不容许的话，魔鬼毫无力量。
Okay, then what happened?
然后什么事情发生呢
？Okay, then when Elisha prayed.Then the fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the soil, and also licked up the water in the trench.
然后以利亚一祷告的时候，天上有火降下来，把所有的木头、石头都烧起来，甚至那个水沟围着祭坛的时候也烧干了。
When the prophet prayed, nothing happened.
当这些假先知祷告的时候，没有事情发生。
When Elisha prayed.Fire coming down.
在以利亚祷告的时候，火就从天而降。
It means God accepts the offering of Elijah.
这个就代表上帝悦纳以利亚的献祭。
Okay, now listen to his prayer.
然后我们看看以利亚的祷告。
And at the time, wait a minute, where is it? Okay, Elijah said, answer me, Lord, answer me. So these people will know that you, Lord, are God, and that you are turning their hearts back again.
以利亚的祷告是这样的。神啊，耶和华神啊，听我的祷告，好像这些人认识你。
So the main theme of this prayer is that the people may know the Lord is God.
这个主要的中心，这个祷告就是说，他们也许表面上知道神。
Don't they supposed to know God already?
那你认为这些假先知不知道上帝这一回事吗？
The Israelite called the people of God, right?
因为以色列人说这个是子民的神。
They supposed to know God.
因为他们应该要知道神。
Yes, they know.
实在上他们也知道。
And yet they don't.
但是在某一个层面他也没有去认识他。
They are actually a practical atheist.
他们实在是一个在生活当中一个无神论者。
You know there's a negative tendency of a spiritual life.
你知道我们在属灵的生命当中也有一个负面的情况出现。
Throughout the biblical history,
我们看到整个圣经里面的救赎史。
We see that people of God always have a tendency to leave God, to not believe in God. 我们看到这个堕落
的人类，神的子民，就好像有一个趋势要离开神，要背弃神。
But God wants to bring them back.
但是神的心意乃是要把他们归回。
So the story continues.
然后这个故事继续有这样子发展。
Then Elisha went to see the king right after burning the offering.
那么当神悦纳他的祭了以后，以利亚就到了皇宫里面去跟亚哈王面对面。
And he told Ahab, "The rain is going to come."
他说，我告诉你，这个雨了，快要下来。
And then of course, rain came.
当然呢，雨就下来了。
What trying to say?
那么到底这个是什么一个意思呢
？Elisha is trying to say that, hey, you're a king, but you're not the real king. God is the king.
那么以利亚的意思说，你虽然是一个国家的王帝，但是说实话，你不是王帝，上帝才是万王之王。
The Israelite people, you know, tend to trust people more than God.
我们也看到神的子民也有一个。趋势就是要信靠人多过信靠神。
When Moses went up to the mountain to get the Ten Commandments,
当摩西到了山上去领受神赐给他的十诫。
And then people ask Aaron, you know, why don't you make us a idol?
那么子民看到摩西很久没有下来，就跟亚伦说：“你可不可以跟我做一个像
？”So they used to make people king.
他们就过去也常常要把人高举为神
，and then we know that God is the only king.
但是上帝才是唯一的王
，because he's the one that really rules.
因为他是统管万有
，so God is God of history.
我们的上帝是个历史的神。
When God said there will not be any rain for you,
当上帝说没有雨
，It created a national crisis，
就产生一个国家性的一个危机。
When he listened to Elijah's prayer，
当他聆听以利亚的祷告
，Then it resolved a national crisis，
然后这个危机的问题就解决了。
And then also he rules our personal history，
他不但是一个掌管国家的命运，也是。我们人生 的命运历史也是在他的手中。
See, the interesting thing is that Elijah starting out with discussing with the king about the national matter.
那么这个奇妙的事情就是他们以国家的危机来成为他们对话的一个开始。
And the miracle is about stopping the rain and let the heaven rain.
然后神迹就是首先是停雨，后来又下雨。
This is a very grand scale.
这个是一个很广大的一个神迹。
But at the same time, he also take care of a widow.
但是在他统管宇宙的同时，他也顾念到一个穷困的寡妇。
He's not only controlling the climate, the weather, he also control a bird.
神不但去控制这个。环境而且他也甚至鸟也在他的全权的管制之下。
He's not only control the heavens to rain or not to rain, he also control a little jar have oil or no oil.
他不但掌管天上的事情，下雨不下雨，他也顾念到寡妇这个小小的瓶子有没有油。
Same hand,
同样一个神的手。
Same God.
同样一个上帝
，God rules the national history and personal
history. 因为他是掌管人类的历史，也掌管我们个人的命运。
So he also rules world history.
然后整个人类的历史都在他的手掌当中。
There are many things happen in our country disappoint us.
我们看到美国这个地方有很多事情发生，都使到我们非常的失望。
Many things.Happen in this country also disappoints God.
这个国家也做了很多的事情，很多的决定，让我们的上帝也对这个国家失望。
Sometimes we feel, where are we going?
但是有时候我们好像看到前途茫茫，到底我们的方向怎么样？
We're going downhill.
我们是往下走了。
But remember,
但是我们不要忘记，
God is God of history.
因为上帝是掌管历史的上帝。
So we never lose hope.
所以我们不要失去我们的盼望。
Because God exists.
因为上帝存在。
He's not only existing,
他不但存在，
in control.
而且他还在统管万有。
God is our creator.
神也是我们的创造主。
He's our creator.
他是创造天地万物的主宰。
That's why he is also God of history.
因为这个缘故，所以他成为历史的神。
So God is the creator.
上帝是我们的创造者。
So he stopped the rain.
他可以停止这个雨。
He sent the ravens.
他差遣一个小鸟。
He sent the fire.
他把天上的火也降到这个祭坛上面。
And he gave rains.
而且他有恢复这个天再次下雨。
All this show that he's a creator.
所有都是看到他在创造的世界当中，他是掌权的。
But God as a creator doesn't only mean that he makes something come to existence.
神
to create something. Not only that.
他是可以从无中创造一些宇宙，创造宇宙。
It also means that he is sustaining the universe.
他不但创造宇宙，而且还维护这个宇宙。
There are some lessons for us to learn.
我们从此这里就看到一个属灵的功课。
The lesson is very simple.
这个功课就是非常的简单。
Once we ignore God as our creator, we will begin to deny him as our God.
当我们否定他是宇宙的创造者，我们就开始去否定他的存在。
Believing in God as our creator means that we believe in miracles in our daily life.
但相反的，如果你相信上帝就是宇宙的创造者，我们就开始去完完全全相信神迹的存在。
And then we will also believe miracle can happen in history.
我们就下一步就认识到这个神迹是在历史当中会出现。
So bringing people back to God is by believing in God as God of miracle.
所以当我们说我们要把我们的子民弟兄姐妹带到神的面前，其实意思就是我们去承认他是宇宙的创造者。
In reading many Christian biography, one of the person really impressed me.
我读了很多属灵伟人的生平，有一个人对我来讲是很大的
It's George Mueller.
感受就是中文叫穆勒。
George Mueller has a concern.
这个穆勒他有一个关切。
How can people know God's glory?
他说我怎么可以把神的子民使到他们认识神的荣耀呢？
How can I manifest God's glory?
然后我怎么样把神的荣耀彰显在我的羊群当中呢？
How can I let people see God's glory through my life?
然后他就问，我怎么样让别人透过我的一生看到神的荣耀？
And then he has an answer.
然后他找到一个答案。
He said, I'm going to start a orphanage.
然后他说，好，我在生命当中做一件事情，就是开一个孤儿院。
And I'm not going to tell anybody.About the needs of the orphanage.
然后他有一个在神面前有个立志，就是我决定不向任何人去筹款。
You know how many of you have 5 kids?
那么你们当中有没有一个人有五个孩子呢
？If you have 5 kids, you know how much they consume, right?
如果你有五个孩子的话，你要知道你每天需要多少的食物喂养他们。
And when you go to supermarket, it's like open the faucet, right? The money.
然后你到了这个买菜的地方，你的钱包就好像开水龙头一样，不断的滚出来。
And they're thinking about open an orphanage.
然后你想想看呢，他要开一个孤儿院
，How much need you would have？
有多少的需要
？And then he decides I'm not going to tell anyone。
但是他决定我不要告诉别人我需要这个钱。
And yet he relies on people supply him。
然后，但是在另一方面呢，他也靠别人去供给他的需要。
Why he does this？
为什么他会这样子做呢
？Why he make this as his own rule？
为什么他把这样子一个规则加在他自己的事工的身上呢
？Well, this is his explanation.
这个是他自己的解释。
Is it in today's world?
因为他说在今天这个世界当中
，People don't trust God.
因为人不相信上帝
，Because they don't need to.
不依靠上帝，因为他觉得没有需要。
You know, I have whatever 401k or whatever. You know, I have many many protection safety net.
好像我觉得我有个安全网，我有这个 401k 的退休金，我有其他的bank account 啊等等。
Even sometimes I may lose my job, but I know I will find another one.
但是我也对我说：“哎呀，你把我去解雇也无所谓的问题啊，我再找工作吧。”
So today people don't think they need to trust God.
很多人觉得我不需要依靠上帝。
Then he said, "No, that is not the case."
但是穆勒牧师说：“哎，这个是不对的。
God is here，
因为上帝是在我们的当中。
God is real，
他是真实的。
How I can show to people that He is real？
既然他是真，我怎么样使到这些群众知道透过我的服事，知道上帝实在是在这里呢
？Okay， what I'm going to do is to set up a situation。
他就把一个情况设立起来。
That without God， it would be impossible，
就让人家看到，如果没有神的话，没有上帝的话，这个难题是不可能解决的。
So when the problem we solve，
当这个问题得到解决的时候
，nobody can deny God，
所以人就没有什么理由去拒绝上帝的作为。
So he is upholding a principle that opposed to our nature。
他所设立的对他自己施工的设立这种规则呢，其实是跟我们的人性、跟我们自然的天性是背道而驰。
The principle is that is to choose what is difficult rather than what's easy。
他就决定做一个这样子一个决定，就是我要选择一些难的事情去做，不是选择一些容易的事情去做。
Whatever choice I'm going to make, I want to make the easy choice, right?
但是我们人的天性就是，我们有个选择的话，当然是去找一个容易走的道路呢。
Who would like to go in a hard way？
哪一个希望走一条艰难的道路呢
？Nobody，
没有人会这样子做的。
But he chose that。
但是他选择这样子做。
Because when he chose difficult，
因为当他选择一个困难的途径的时候
，then he knows and everybody knows without God，
然后
it cannot be done。
他就知道，如果没有上帝，包括他自上帝就明白到，没有上帝，什么事情都不能完成。
When it's done, nobody can deny God.
当这个事情完成的时候呢，大家都知道啊，原来有上帝。
And then he also hold to the solution at the end.
然后他把最后解决问题的答案放在最后。
Did you ever ask God something sometimes?
你没有跟上帝问这样子的一个问题呢
？And you know, for you is very urgent.
对你来讲，实在是一个非常紧急的关头。
But I don't know why, you know, whether he did not listen or he doesn't want to listen. I don't know why. You know, no answer.
但是我没有听到神的答案，我不知道他听不到了，还是不愿意听到了，还是怎么样
？Long time, no answer.
在很长的时间，我没有听到神的声音。
Don't we have this experience?
你们有没有这种的经历呢
？Why? Why God hold it?
为什么神不把他的答案马上就告诉我们呢
？So that we can get mad?
难道他要我们去向他发脾气吗
？No.
啊，不是这样子的。
It's the same reasoning.
这个是同样的道理。
You know the timing of it.
因为这个神的时间表是跟我们不同的。
Will make the situation become difficult.
因为神这样子做，使到这个。关键这个事情更加难。
I want to share with you a very simple personal experience about.
我现在跟你分享一个我个人的见证。
I've been in India over 10 years. I have been in India.
我在印度宣教有十年之久。
I started a ministry five years ago.
我在五年前就在那里设立一个施工。
So right now I go to India two or three times a year.
所以我现在呢，每年有两次，甚至三次的时间到了印度去。
I've been there like over 20 times.
到目前为止，我已经去了印度至少二十次。
Okay, going to India, it becomes an easy thing.
去印度这个事情是很简单。
So, for this time, after my last trip, right, my visa begins to expire.
然后去完这次以后，我的签证就要快要到期。
So I went to India as a tourist.
然后我就。去一个旅游的身份去那边。
But what kind of tourist is that? Is that? You know, going there a few times a year, every single year, and going there for a month or three and a half months long?
那么你去那边旅游一年三四次，而且每次的一个月吗？
So I was very afraid that I may not able to get the visa to go back to India again.
所以我就很怕我拿不到这个签证，再次回到印度去宣教。
But I know this is supposed to be a very easy step.
但是这个与人看来应该是很简单的事情吧。
But before the trip, right, some people try to apply the visa. There's a little bit of difficulty.
但是当我申请这个签证的时候，一到最后的关头了，好像有点点困难发生。
So most people are able to get 10 years visa, multiple entry.
大部分人都可以拿十年的签证，而且有无限的进出的权利。
But for some reason, the previous trip, someShort-term mission people cannot get 10 years visa.
但是不晓得什么原因，有些短宣队呢，就有些人就是拿不到十年的签证。
So those get the 10 years visa, they try to figure out what's the principle behind. We all do that, right?
So, 那么拿到十年的时候，他们就说，哎，到底是有什么计划，有什么巧妙呢？
Then they came up with one possible hypothesis.
然后他们就发现一个。假设
okay, it may depend on the hotel that you put in.
Oh, maybe 可能是跟你填上去那个旅馆的名字有关系吧。
Because the guy get 10 years visa, he put in like Taj Mahal, something like that.
然后因为有十年那个签证的人都在印度那个就是很有名那个旅馆。
So they say, okay, Pastor Billy, okay, next time, you know, you just put in a very expensive hotel and then you will get it.
他就告诉我，哎，叶牧师，你就以后就写一个很贵的旅馆的名字填上去嘛。
I tell you, I was really tempted to do that.
我真的受了很大的这的引诱，想写下去。
Because if that's the case, that will be make it will make everything easier.
如果这个是一个解决问题的一个关键的话呢，这个是一个最容易的事情。
But then Muller's principle remind me.
但是有一些原则告诉我。
Go for the difficult rather than easy.
那么你要选择难的道路。
So I actually put down where I live.
然后我就很诚实的告诉他，我实在是住在什么地方。
Well, make a long story short.
那么长话短说
I did get a 10 years visa this time.
我就拿到十年的签证。
But what I'm trying to tell you is not exactly my story, it's the story of another pastor.
其实我告诉你这个故事并不是我个人的故事，其实有另外一个牧师也是这样子。
So this pastor is supposed to go with me to a village this time.
因为这个牧师他本来的计划就是要跟我一起去到那边的一个乡村。
So he applied.
然后他就申请这个签证。
And then I think he also have a struggle.
然后他自己也有一个挣扎。
Because they ask, what are you doing?
因为他会问你，你在那里干什么。
And he said, I'm a pastor.
然后如果你说我是牧师。
Not good.
然后说，哦，这个是不好了。
See, I did not put down I'm a pastor. I put down I'm a restaurant owner. Because I am.
他说，我就没有说我是牧师，我是一个餐馆的老板。其实我也是一个餐馆老板。
So he put it down.
因为他就江牧师就写下来。
And then came back.
然后就打回来了。
Are you going to preach there?
他说
They asked him, Are you going to preach there?
他问他，你是不是到那里讲道？
He said, No.
他说不是不是。
Okay, can you write me a letter to you know to say that you are not going to preach?
那你可不可以写一封信给我，告诉你 你不会在那边讲道了。
So he wrote a letter.
然后他写了个信。
And then later on, I say, wait a minute, wait a minute. I have to send your application to India.
然后他说，你等一下，因为我要把你的申请表寄到印度去。
Okay, this is kind of funny to explain to you, but in the process, we struggle.
这个听起来好像很奇妙，但是我们实在是在那里挣扎。
Because if he cannot make the visa, he cannot go to the village, and I cannot go either.
因为如果他没有拿到这个签证，他就不能到了那个乡村去。那他不去，我也不能去。
We're going to start new work there.
因为我们的计划是在那里做开放的工作。
And then, you know, we were waiting.
我们在那边等候。
And then I believe that God will give him a visa.
我相信神会给他一个签证。
So one night, I woke up and then I said to myself,
有个晚上我就半夜起来，我跟我自己说，
Do I really believe that he will get the visa? God will grant him the visa?
那我就问我自己，我的的确确相信上帝会给他一个签证吗？
And then I said, yes, I believe.
那么我说我相信。
Then a voice come to me.
然后好像似乎有个小声音跟我说话。
If you believe, why wait?
如果你相信的话，你还在等什么？
Because I have to buy train ticket.
因为我要买这个火车的票。
And then I said, yes, that's right.
因为我说，对啊，上帝有道理。
Hebrew 11:1, right?
因为希伯来书十一章第一节。
If you believe, you will assume that it will happen.
因为你相信的话，你就要假设它这个事情会发生。
You will live like it happens, right?
那么你的生活呢，就好像这个事情真的会发生一样。
So I tell my staff to buy to book the ticket.
然后我就告诉我的同工去买这个火车票。
And then in the afternoon,
and then 在一个某天一个中午，
I got a short text.
我就看到一个短信。
From the pastor, he said, I got it.
从这个牧师当中，他说我已经拿到了。
After I asked the teacher to buy a ticket. Then I received the news. He got the visa.
这个奇妙就是我刚刚叫我的同工去买火车票的时候，做完这个事情，马上他就收到这个短信，他说他已经拿到了。
But then the teacher came back to me.
然后这个
老师
就到我的面前来。
He said the train was totally booked.No seat.
然后他说，这个火车的位置已经通通卖光了，没有座位再可以卖给你。
I thought getting the visa was the most difficult problem. Then I realized that's not difficult. This one is difficult.
然后我发现，这个本来以为拿到签证是很难的事情，原来发现这个买车票比这个更难。
Of course, I mean I could figure some way, but other way would be very, very difficult to bring a team. You know.
当然我们也可以有别的办法，但是你想想看呢，我们整个团队一起去买车票是个很重要的事情啊。
We talk about a 13 hours train ride.
我们你想象到这个火车的路途是要13个小时之久。
And then in the process,
但是在这整个过程当中，我实在不知道怎么做。
But I believe, you know, God, you will bring us there.
但是我相信神不管怎么样会把我们带到这个乡村里面去。
So make the long story short.
然后长话短说。
Of course, we did get the ticket, right?
我们就是最后还是得到这个车票。
There's no punchline, okay?
这个是没有什么耸动的言语，就是很简单，我得到这个。
Yeah, we did get the ticket.
这个车票。
Okay, so in this whole process.
在整个的经历当中，过程当中。
I experienced God.
我经历到神。
Because you know, doing work in India, you know, has different kind of problems.
因为我们知道，如果你们不知道，我告诉你，在印度去做宣教，有一种很特别的问题。
Many many things would discourage you.
很多事情就对你有没有鼓励，而且让你气馁。
But God wants to make me strong.
但是神借着这些困难，让我能够强壮起来。
So I'm going to go very fast.To share with this.
然后我就很快的跟你分享这个。
I think in the Bible it describes two kinds of life.
在圣经里面讲到两种的生命。
One are those people seek to receive God's blessing.
有些人是祈求上帝的祝福。
The other, they want to seek to manifest God's glory.
有些人选择要彰显神的荣耀。
Okay, go through the Bible. We know Adam and Eve, like Cain, and the list of people. They only go after God's blessing.
那么我们看到亚当夏娃跟Cain 就是他的儿子就他们在追求神的祝福。
But on the other hand, we also see a group of people.
但是另外一方面，我们也看到另外一群人。
They want to manifest God's glory.
因为他们愿意彰显神的荣耀。
Like Joseph, Moses.
好像约瑟，好像摩西。
Job, Hosea, Daniel.
好像约伯、Hosea、何西亚。
And sometimes we see people they go back and forth.
但是我们也看到这些人在这两个目标当中，走来走去。
Like Abraham, David, Peter, and Paul.
像亚伯拉罕、大卫、彼得、珀跟保罗。
Okay, here's the thing.
那么重点就在这里。
The kind of life that you have, it will determine the way that you understand God's guidance.
那么这种生命的选择就决定你对上帝的引导有多少的认识。
Some people seek God's guidance to find His blessing.
因为有些人去寻找神的带领，目的是要为得到神的祝福。
Other people seek God's guidance to manifest His glory.
但是有些人寻求神的带领，为要彰显他的荣耀。
Okay, the first question of Westminster Shorter Catechism.
那么这个在西敏的一个教学问答的第一条。
What is the chief purpose for which man is made?
这个上帝做人的目标最重要的目标是什么样呢？
The chief purpose for which man is made is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever.
神创造我们乃是要荣耀他，而且享受他。
And from Elijah's story,
从这个以利亚这个故事当中
，afterward, after the triumph,
这个在他试炼以后
，and then the queen told him,
然后那个。亚哈王的太太耶洗别就是王后。
Don't ever let me see you. Next time I see you, I will kill you definitely.
他说：“我不能再看见你，以后再次我看见你，我就把你杀掉。”
And then he went through depressions.
然后他突然间做了大事以后，突然间觉得很失望。
And he also, in fact, he wanted to die.
然后他又求死。
We don't understand why a prophet like that will go down like this.
我们实在不明白，他在不久以前是在属灵的高峰，现在他马上降下来，甚至要求死。
So we can never overestimate our strength.
所以一个功课就是我们不能太过信任我们自己的能力，个人的能力。
But then you know God spoke to him.
但是神对他说话。
And actually took him to heaven.
其实是把他带到天上去。
So what was Elijah's story?
那么以利亚的整个故事是怎么样呢？
It's so that we may know.
就让我们知道。
God is King. God is Creator.
耶和华是神，耶和华是创造者。
And God is my Shepherd.
耶和华是王，耶和华是我的牧者。
God is my Shepherd.
耶和华是我的牧者。
He cares.
他顾念我们。
Okay, let us read this, I mean, pray this psalm as an end.
让我们以这个诗篇来做我们的祷告。
I think we probably know this psalm very much.
这个诗篇是记载在。
Psalm 23.
23章。
Yeah. So this is the, okay.
好。
Maybe I read and then you can pray with me, okay?
Okay.
Why don't you do that in Chinese?
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，使我在安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。 我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。在我敌人的面前，你为我摆设筵席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的腹杯满意。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我只要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
Amen.
Amen.
So if we know God is God,
我们知道耶和华是神。
If we know He is our King,
我们知道耶和华是我们的王。
If we know He is our Creator,
如果我们知道耶和华是我们的创造天地万物的主宰。
And if we know that He also loves us,
然后我们知道他是一个个人的神，他爱我们。
And He is our Shepherd,
他是我的牧者。
Then I shall have no want.
然后我们就知道我们不是缺乏。
And I also have no fear.
然后我们就没有害怕。
Knowing God is a blessing.
知道他就是一切祝福的源头。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear God, thank you for who you are.
谢谢神，谢谢你就是这样子一位神。
We love you.
我们爱你。
And we know you love us also.
我们更知道你爱我们。
Dear Holy Spirit,
愿意圣灵
help us to trust,
帮助我们去信靠你。
God, let us know you,
耶和华让我们去认识你。
Today,
就是在这个时刻。
Amen.
Amen.